Hi there, everybody. Welcome again here to Ramus Communications on this Palm Sunday, April the 14th, 2019. Tony McGinley here in West Grove, Pennsylvania, holding down the fort more or less and bringing you the Novena Prayer Program to Our Lady of Fatima and followed by the Family Rosary Program. First, our Novena Prayer. O Most Holy Virgin Mary, you came to Fatima to reveal the graces which come from praying the Holy Rosary to three children. Inspire us with a sincere love of this devotion, so that, like the children, it is not a burdensome task, but a life-giving prayer. May our prayers and meditations on the mysteries of our redemption bring us closer to your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lady of Fatima, we pray that we may be like you and follow your example. We pray for all those who face oppression, that they will find peace. We pray and give thanks for all the blessings we enjoy. Lord Jesus, the miracles, prophecies, and prayers which your mother brought to us at Fatima amazed the whole world. We are certain of her closeness to you. We ask the intercession of Our Lady of Fatima that you graciously hear and answer our prayers. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us. Amen. Okay, everybody. We're always glad to pray to our Blessed Mother under her title, Lady of Fatima, well, under all her titles, but we took to heart her title, Lady of Fatima, about 2 years ago when the 100th anniversary took place, and so we decided to continue on with her Novena and make it ongoing. Well, getting ready now for the Rosary program, where we feature every day the live streaming, real-time recitation of the Holy Rosary, while reflecting, as always, on all the titles and church-approved apparitions of our Blessed Mother. And I'm here today with two great guests today, fellows that have been with us in the past as guest co-hosts. And the three of us are here today, and we've got Charlie DeFeo, a well-known author and preacher sometimes, right, Charlie? At least to me, you're a preacher. And Dr. Anton Raimondo, and Dr. Anton was with us previously, and Dr. Anton's going to talk about some of the resurrection stories that he's familiar with, as well as some anything else that comes to our mind. And so, without further ado, who's going to go first?
Tony, it's good to be here, and I'm so glad that Dr. Anton's with us today, and I am looking forward to his presentation.
Thank you, Tony. I appreciate you inviting me here to share the resurrection story, because we're in the most holiest week of the year, and I just want to keep in mind for everybody to know why we believe in Jesus, why we're Catholic Christians, is because Christ rose from the dead.
Wow, you guys got it down pretty good, man. I'm telling you, it's I've been practicing for 2 years here. You guys, it just rolls right off. That's pretty good. Well, here it is, Palm Sunday, and it 1 week before we celebrate Easter, and you look back at the beginning of Lent this time, and in fact, Ash Wednesday. I don't think I can remember what I did. This past Ash Wednesday, I don't remember. Where did I get my ashes? I guess right here in my parish. I don't even remember now, Anton, what do you got for us today?
Well, I have some resurrection stories that, to help us reflect on what Jesus did, and also some of the great saints, and also something personal in my family that I'd like to share, too, dealing with resurrection.
All right. Okay. Well, go ahead. It's all yours.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. Yeah. Oh, I see. You want to do it? Okay. My mistake. Okay. I misunderstood you. Okay. All right. Let me get this cable here. You got to lift that table up a little bit. Okay. All right. All right. Yeah. We're going to say the Holy Rosary first, everyone. And, all right. So, today's the, Palm Sunday. So can we still say the Glorious Mysteries? Yeah, it's a pseudo glorious day in a way.
What are you thinking? I was thinking that earlier. Do we do the glorious or do we do the sorrowful? But okay,
huh? Sorrowful. Okay, we'll do the sorrowful. All right, let me get my thing here. And okay, all right, everybody. Let's keep in our prayers today all the victims and families of victims of tragedies and natural disasters. man-made events, some of which are by evil design, like acts of terrorism. Pray for Pope Francis, all the members of the clergy throughout the world, all the souls in purgatory, and all the souls in need of confession, for the end of violence in all of its forms, for the safekeeping of our families, and for all of our other intentions, personal and otherwise. Let's now begin the Holy Rosary. While meditating, we decided on the sorrowful mysteries today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. We believe in God the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth. We believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead, and on the third day He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Church, the saints, the forgiveness of
sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting.
Okay. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first sorrowful mystery is the agony in the garden, and fruit of the mystery is sorrow for sin. And Dr. Anton, do you want to lead?
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
Second sorrowful mystery is the scourging at the pillar, and fruit of the mystery is purity.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most need of thy mercy.
The third sorrowful mystery is the crowning with thorns, and the fruit of the mystery is courage. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. The fourth sorrowful mystery is the carrying of the cross, and fruit of the mystery is patience.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
The fifth sorrowful mystery is the crucifixion of our Lord on Good Friday, and fruit of the mystery is perseverance.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most need of thy mercy. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of mercy, our life, sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us. And after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. O God, His only begotten Son, by His life, death, and resurrection, has purchased for us the rewards of eternal life. Grant, we beseech Thee, while meditating upon these mysteries of the Most Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, we fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To you we come, before you we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer us. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us.
Okay, very good, everybody. We finished doing the Sorrowful Mysteries, and I still wonder if maybe we should have done the Glorious. I don't know. It's a toss-up, I guess.
Yeah, I thought customarily or traditionally during, you know, a Lent, we're supposed to say the Sorrowful on Sundays. And then after the Easter Sunday, then we're allowed to do the Glorious, if I'm not mistaken, as far as tradition holds.
Right. I would think Easter Sunday we're saying the Glorious for sure on Easter Sunday.
Yeah, on Easter Sunday and after, right.
But I think you're right. I did read during Lent and maybe the season of Easter, I would think we pretty much you probably adhere to the normal days.
Yeah.
But during Lent, I think there is some could be some changes like that. And this is it's Palm Sunday of the Passion of our Lord.
Right.
Is what we call today.
Okay.
You got
it. Yeah.
It's
called Palm Sunday of the Passion of our Lord.
Right.
Tony.
And so today, it's appropriate.
Very appropriate.
Yeah.
All right, Dr. Anton. What are your resurrection stories you wanted to tell us about?
Well, sure. I thought because we're coming across the most holiest week of our Catholic Christian calendar that we have to realize and recall what are we doing our Lenten sacrifice for? Why are we Catholic Christians? And it's because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And if you remember back when February 17th in the second reading, it was from Corinthians, where St. Paul is talking to the Corinthians, and he says to them, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is in vain. And then he goes on that if he didn't rise from the dead, basically we are the most pitiable people of all. But he does say right after, St. Paul says, but now Christ has been raised from the dead. So this is the key. So if we don't believe in the resurrection of the dead, then our faith is in vain and we're the most pitiable people of all. So my hope today, and thank you for listening in to today's radio broadcast, is to help wake you up in your faith. Because I used to practice anesthesiology, and what most people think about anesthesiologists, oh, what do? They just put people to sleep. But that's not what makes a good anesthesiologist. Really, anyone can overdose somebody. They'll fall asleep. But the key thing, if an anesthesiologist is a great anesthesiologist, they'll wake you up. You see? So anyone can be overdosed. Anyone. But under the right hands, can the doctor wake you up? Otherwise, if you don't, you're dead. So I'm here to wake you up in your faith. And the reason why we are Catholic is because Christ rose from the dead. Amen?
Amen.
All right. So the question is, do you believe in your faith? Do you have the faith? And it's basically like this. When Jesus comes back at the end of the world, he asks the question, will he find faith on earth? And so you good people out there, you're praying the rosary with us. You're listening faithfully as you have been. Will you hang on to your faith? Just like in the Olympics, when people are going around passing the torch for the Olympic Games, every 4 years, will you pass on the faith and keep the faith alive in you and your family? So when Christ comes, he will still find faith with you and your family. So my point is, there's a lot of stuff going on in today's world, especially in Ground Zero here, where I say is Pennsylvania, where all these different scandals. So we hear so many things about false teaching. Oh, there's no hell. There's no devil. There's no Satan. There's no such thing as sin. The church is dead, or God's dead. These are all false teachings. So I'm here to wake you up and to realize why we believe what we believe. And the key thing is resurrection. Because right now people are leaving the church because of the scandals. But that's false understanding what's happening. As a doctor, when I see people leaving and not getting exercise, it's like somebody saying, I'm not going to go to the gym because there's a whole bunch of people out of shape. Well, come on. Is that what people are saying? I'm not going to go to church because there's all these scandals. Well, that doesn't make sense. It's illogical. Okay, so don't leave the Catholic Church because of the scandals. Don't leave because you see these priests and people acting the way they are. Why? Because Jesus is the Son of God. He founded the Catholic Church. So if you leave the church, guess who you're leaving? You're leaving Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah. You see? So your faith should be in Jesus, not these priests or the people who are doing wrong. Jesus is the groom. He's faithful to his bride. We are his bride, the Catholic Church. So even though his bride has not been faithful, he stays faithful, all right? And he will always stay that way, even if we deny him, okay? He will stay faithful to us. But remember this. This comes from Matthew 10:32. Whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But get this next verse. Whoever denies me before men, I also will deny before my Father who is in heaven. Let that not be you. So get it straight right now. Christ is the one who rose from the dead. Don't leave Jesus because of Judas. Don't leave Jesus because Peter denied Jesus 3 times. Don't leave the apostles because they all deserted Jesus except John. So what do we do? Well, Saint Peter asked that question, to whom shall we go? Right? And Peter says, well, Lord, you are the only one. You have the words of eternal life. So this is where we should stay. We're so blessed to be Catholic Christians, and that we belong into the true faith where, Christ did rise from the dead and establish his church. Now, part of the reason why I asked Tony to see if I can share this is because out there right now, on the internet and on these social media, there's some false stories about a pastor who faked the resurrection. I don't know if you guys saw this.
No.
Have you ever saw this video, Tony, where there's this pastor, he was from Africa. He staged a fake resurrection in February, if I'm not mistaken. And he was caught red-handed doing this, and now he's under a lot of trouble. And so this really – this. you may hear some of the audio right now, but he had a whole entourage of people watching him. He's out in public, music's playing in the background. He's dressed in his best Sunday best, and he's faking a resurrection of one of his parishioners, okay, or his congregation, and he got caught. Because you can see the guy moving his mouth while he's saying this prayer. It's sad. It's sad. And so what happens now, people out there in Facebook, Instagram, and all those internet social media, they're thinking our Catholic faith is fake. And I'm trying to restore that in you guys right now, that our Catholic faith was founded by Jesus Christ, the Son of God himself. No
Amen.
One else.
Amen, amen, and amen.
Right. Now, here's another story where we had Bishop Barron on air with Ben Shapiro. And Ben Shapiro, he's well known out here. He has millions of people. Mm-hmm. He's a very conservative Jewish person, very pro-life. Mm-hmm. And he was out there, and he asked a key question to Bishop Barron. He basically said, I'm a good Jew who follows all the Ten Commandments and all the 612 other statues. So am I saved or not saved? He said it in really different terms. I'm just trying be clean on the radio here. And Bishop Barron had the chance of his lifetime in converting this good person into the Catholic Christian faith by letting him know that it's not by works of the law that you are justified. It's by being baptized and being saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen, brothers?
Amen.
So, and he missed out on the opportunity, as good as Bishop Barron is, because St. Paul answered this very question to the good Jews there. He missed an opportunity. It was a golden opportunity. These are both mega media people that has a great following. So, you know, when we look back in the Old Testament, we see the two types of priests that they've had there, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And do you guys know the difference of like one group?
One thing, the Sadducee guys, they –
Go ahead, Tony. Go ahead, Tony.
I don't know if my mic is working very well, but the Sadducee guys did not believe in the life hereafter.
Exactly. The Sadducees.
Can I ask you a question though? Because I didn't see the interview. What was Bishop Barron's response?
He basically said it's in your conscience that we just happen to have a certain privilege that essentially that you don't really it's in your conscience to make that decision or not. And it's essentially like as if you don't need a baptism. But we know you need baptism by water, blood, or desire.
Amen. And you mentioned the Apostle St. Paul, who I believe was a Pharisee.
Yes.
And they believe in the resurrection.
Exactly.
So he was trained in that. Okay.
Right. Whereas, as Tony duly noted, that the Sadducees were the ones who didn't believe in the resurrection. And as you know, that's why they were sad, you see. they didn't believe the resurrection.
Yeah, all right, got that one.
All right.
Hope you all got that out there. That's great.
So anyway, we know there's resurrection stories in the Old Testament. Elijah and Elisha did this. You know, Elijah raised the boy from a widowed mother, which is very close to the town of Nain, where Jesus did his first resurrection miracle. So Elijah and Elisha did this too. He raised the child a few miles from Nain.
Oh.
So this is something when Jesus saw that that there was a mother who was a widow because the young man had died, it recalled to him what would happen, that he would one day die and leave his mother a widow. So he had that compassion to save and resurrect that young man. And that guy was less than a day dead.
All right. Now, strictly speaking, he was not he was raised from, but he didn't have a res. It wasn't a resurrection.
Yeah. Well, he wrote. He resuscitated. He made him rise from the dead. It was a resurrection.
I guess what I'm saying.
It is a resurrection.
He wasn't a glorious body, though.
Correct.
All right. That's what
you're,
it was.
It's different. Yes. There's a good distinction there. So he was raised in the body, but it was not in a glorified state.
That's it. Yeah.
Right. And that's where St. Paul later on talks about there's something lacking in the sufferings of Christ in the sense that when we are raised from the dead, we haven't yet been in our glorified state. That's what we're missing yet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So here's the other thing that's interesting. And when Jesus had these three resurrection miracles, do you know that there was a certain how he set it up where the first resurrection he had
he had the widow's son of Nain, and that son was dead for about less than a day, whereas the daughter of Jairus was just only a few hours. Mm. And do you guys recall how long Lazarus was dead for?
4 days.
4 days. So you can see where he's trying to tee it up for everybody, prepare them to his own resurrection, where if he can raise somebody from the dead from 2 hours dead, let's say, the daughter of Jairus, from somebody who died about a day, then somebody who was already being corrupted in their body, they might be smelling. Well, Lazarus, 4 days. Well, could it be that he could raise somebody from the dead, his own self, in 3 days? Because he did this. He showed the precedent. So you can see what Jesus is trying to do with the people around them, to try to set them up to help them understand that if he can do these to other people, guess what? He can do it on his own. And he predicted it, too.
On the widow of Nain.
Yes.
So it was Jewish. Christ intercepted them as they were going to the cemetery, I guess, weren't they?
Yes, they were. He saw and had pity on them on their ceremony of the funeral procession. Yes.
All right. So then that took place immediately after his death.
Yes. So this is where he.
There's no mourning period, no like a viewing or anything, or.
I'm not really an expert at all as far as their rituals of burial, but what I know from scripture is that Jesus raised him up again.
Right.
And that was his first miracle, resurrection miracle of the three. And what's interesting, because what I wanted to say was Jesus did prophesy in saying that other people would do greater works than him.
Mm-hmm.
So he did three resurrection miracles. And what I wanted to share is some notable saints who did over 30 resurrection miracles themselves. And this is where I wanted to bring.
Yeah, I'd like to hear that.
Some of those too. So the other part here that after Jesus rose from the dead, though, recall. So on next week on Easter Sunday, recall that after he was resurrected from the dead, other people came out of their tombs after Jesus rose from the dead. And those people who were resurrected, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. And this is Matthew 27, verse 53.
Can I stop you real quick? So Tony mentioned earlier about the resurrected body. So what you're saying is, okay, these resurrections, or maybe I'm wrong, so tell me, when Jesus and the others you're going to share, they weren't risen to their resurrected bodies.
To the
they
glorified
died.
State.
They died again. Actually, that really is what happened.
Like Lazarus, correct.
Yeah.
And that's why they wanted to kill Lazarus, because he was a living testimony of Christ's power of raising someone from the dead.
Okay.
That's how amazing it is. The scandal is that because Jesus had this power to raise Lazarus from the dead, well, they thought, well, let's kill the guy because he's a living testimony.
Yeah, but I just realized the son of the widow in Nain and the other one you mentioned, they had to die again.
Yes, that's the whole thing.
Right. Wow.
And so this is the difference about having a glorified body versus someone being resuscitated. Mm-hmm. They did resurrect, but they're not glorified.
Right.
So I needed to let you guys know that. And Peter, Peter helped.
Yes.
He raised Tabitha from the dead. That's in Acts,
right. Yes.
Chapter 9, mm-hmm. verse 40. So all these
and
things.
Paul, St. Paul resurrected, raised someone from the dead.
There's so many instances. But what we forget as Catholic Christians is the traditions of other saints who did even greater.
I'd like to hear that.
So here we go.
All right.
The other thing is I'm going to talk about an unknown saint to you guys. Oh. Wait, before I go on that, what I wanted to tell you guys to recall that there's other founders of religions out there, as good as they may be. You have Abraham, you have and Moses, for Judaism, mm-hmm. Muhammad for Islam, Buddha for Buddhism, Confucius for Confucianism, Martin Luther for Lutheranism, Wesley for Methodist, Calvin, and so forth. None of these men, as good as they might be, none of them predicted their own death and said they would rise from the dead.
Right.
They're still in the grave dead. So good people out there, we are in the church that Christ himself founded and showed that he was God by raising himself up from the dead. So we belong to the church founded by God himself, not founded by man. So give glory to God in all his goodness for us, and that we are in the faith, that the true faith, the one true holy Catholic Apostolic Church. Amen,
amen to amen. That.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's not forget where we come from. So Jesus Christ, the Son of God, where Catholicism started in 33 AD. Here's the resurrection story of a saint named Saint Marilius. He comes from France. He was the bishop of a place called Angers. Now, it's in France, so they probably pronounce it the French way, like Angers or Angers. Is that how? I don't know. How do you think?
I think it's Angers.
Okay, there. Angers.
Tony's Angers. A French aficionado. I know that.
There you go. Like, my name is spelling in the French way for Anton. So Anton is a French spelling. So anyway, here it is. What happened was this guy, St. Marillus, Bishop of Angers, he was, you know, doing the Latin Mass back in 300s, and he was about to start Mass, and what happened was a mom who had his brought his sick son to him and said, he's dying. Can you confirm him? And what happened was the bishop said, I'm about to start Mass. Can I confirm him after Mass? And the mother was saying, well, he's dying. He said, well, you know, maybe he's not. So let me just finish Mass. But this St. Marillus was really brought up with a great heritage in that he himself studied under St. Martin of Tours. Mm. And he lived in a monastery, and he was the cantor for Saint Ambrose, the Bishop of Milan. Wow. So he had a great pedigree. So he's not just blowing off this mother and their son. He knew he had this duty, but at the same time, he underestimated the sickness of this child. So what happened was, when he finished Mass, guess what he found out? He found out that the child did die before the end of Mass, and he was so distraught that he decided to flee his cathedral parish. He locked up the church, took the key, and fled from France across the English Channel to England, and in repentance. And he asked to be a gardener for some rich nobleman. So he did that for 7 years. And when he went and on the boat ride across to England, he said to himself something like, well, if I meant to come back, then this key for the cathedral, somebody will find it. He throws it into the ocean, or the English Channel, I should say. He goes working 7 years as a gardener, unbeknownst to the nobleman that he's a bishop, a successor to the apostles. What happens is some fishermen catch this key. And they notice somehow this belongs to the cathedral in Angers, France, and the parishioners saying, well, this is the bishop's key. Now, it makes you wonder, like, were they able to go to Mass and the door is all locked? I don't know how they got in, because he had the keys for the cathedral. So they find out he must be somewhere in England. So they search him out, these group of parishioners, they find him digging there in the garden. They recognize him. The bishop recognizes them. And he says, Bishop, he says, you should come back to the cathedral. You know, he said, no, I'm doing this out of reparation because I didn't listen to the mom whose son was dying, and he died, and I didn't get to confirm him. He says, no, you need to come back. He says, well, anyway, I don't even have the key. And he says, guess what, Bishop? We have the key. How'd you get that? And he said, because that was his sign that he's supposed to go back. And what happens is he gets the key. They go back. Yeah. And before opening up the doors to the cathedral, he makes a way to the gravesite of the child. And he says, I have to go pray over the gravesite. And we have witnesses of the people around
us. This is like 8 years or
so. This is now like 7+ years
now. The kid's been dead for at least seven years.
Okay. Now, you imagine, remember, people rose from the dead after Jesus died, right? We don't know how long they've been buried. Mm. Those guys that rose from the dead and were walking around that went back into the holy city, we don't know how long they were. Mm. So they could have been more than 7, 10, whatever years, right? Mm-hmm. And in fact, that brings up an interesting question. What about St. Joseph? Do we ever have the relics of St. Joseph? We don't see any of that, do we? Could he have possibly been one of those people that rose from the dead? I don't know. I don't know. I'm just asking an interesting question. Where is St. Joseph? Most likely he could have been assumed. I don't know. So anyway, let's go back to the story. So what happens? He's praying over the grave of this young boy. Guess what happens? He rises from the dead. Now, and so not only does he rise from the dead, the bishop he confirms, and he confirms him like he's supposed to. He raises him up to be a really holy Catholic young man, to be a Catholic priest, and then to be the bishop who would then replace Saint Bishop of Saint Marillus. And his name, he was renamed Renatus, and that's Latin for born again. Natus means born, and re means again. Yeah. So you can look him up. Saint Renatus of Angers, he was the replacement of Saint Marillus, Bishop of Angers, mm-hmm. Angers or Anjou. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Tony, I didn't know that. Did you? I did not know that story.
This is the same our friend, isn't it? Oh, that's Saint Raymond of Nonnatus.
This is a story I've never heard. I'm just asking you if you ever had.
So you can look this up. It's at reginamag.com. It's about St. Marillus. You can look it on the internet, reginamag.com. 7 whole years had elapsed when by divine revelation they found the priest, and then he went back to documented.
You wonder which is more miraculous, that or the kid raising from the dead.
And then he becomes a saint himself. So he not only just becomes a Catholic who's confirmed, he becomes a priest and bishop who replaces him. Isn't that incredible?
Yes.
Before we leave France, because you guys mentioned your names, my name is Charlemagne, I think, which is Charles the Great.
That's awesome. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Now, here's another saint.
There's more to that. but I'll save it for another time.
Thanks.
All right, here's my man. This is another my friend, good friend Charlie is a Dominican, and he would love this saint, Saint Vincent Ferrer. For all you out there, we just celebrated his feast day, April 5th. So we're not too far from him. Saint Vincent Ferrer. He can only be compared as closest to the apostles. That's how great he is. The apostles named Saint Paul. He lived from 1350 to 1490. 19. Now, Saint Vincent Ferrer is an amazing a Dominican out in Spain. He is noted of converting 25,000 Jews, 8,000 Moors. He converted 200,000 in total. There was one story where he went into a synagogue while they were having, you know, their temple, and he went in there and converted them right on the spot. He went while they were having their, their ritual. He performed 40,000 miracles, even 60,000 miracles. It got to the point where he was averaging 8 miracles a day. It was said that if he didn't perform a miracle that day, it was a miracle because he always does about 8 a day.
Well, I'd hang around him if I was hurting.
Now, this is what's great. Jesus did 3, and Jesus predicted people would do more than he. St. Vincent Ferrer resuscitated more than 30 people during his lifetime, And here's some of the great stories that I'll tell you about St. Vincent Ferrer. What he's known as is the angel of judgment. Okay, you know, in the apocalypse, there's supposed to be this angel of judgment, and people, in other words, the end of the world back in the 1400s could have happened. And Saint Vincent Ferrer was commissioned by God to go preach the four last things, and people didn't believe. Well, how can you be the angel of judgment? You know, well, we have to look at. How in Nineveh, right? How Jonah, it was conditional that those people could have been demolished if they didn't repent. Well, the same thing with the world. We could have been demolished if St. Vincent didn't have his ways with all these miracles. And so what happened, he was challenged in front of a whole group of people. Like, yeah, prove it. How can you be the angel of judgment? Yeah, you're doing all these miracles, but how do we know what you're saying is true? Yeah, you did these miracles. So he said, okay, do you see that person that they're carrying on their shoulders on the funeral? Bring that lady over here. Let's ask her. Now, remind you, she's dead. They're having a funeral procession. They're going to bury her. And she said, let's ask her. They bring this dead woman's body in front of her. And he raises her from the dead. And he asks this woman who was just resurrected, woman, who am I? And she says to him, Father Vincent, you are the angel of the apostles. And he's not that he says this like Elvis, thank you very much, you know. No, she dies right after that. And people are aghast, like, unbelievable. And they now believe that he is the angel of the apocalypse, the angel of judgment, and you can see why he had mass conversions. There's another story about him where there was a roofer who was on top of a roof of a prison wall, and he was fixing up the roof, and he saw St. Vincent walking into town. But St. Vincent was prohibited to work any of his miracles by his what you call superiors. So what happened was when he saw the guy falling from the roof, the roofer was asking St. Vincent, "Save me, Father Vincent." And he said, "Hold on there. Wait, I have to get permission." So he actually stops the guy in midair. The guy is dangling in midair with all the crowd of the town watching him dangling in the air while Father Vincent goes into the rectory, asks the local parish priest, "Can I have permission to go save this guy from falling to his death?" And the parish priest says, he must be still waiting for you. Go do it." And he goes out there with a massive crowd, and he lets him come down saved. So this is some of the great stories about St. Vincent Ferrer, who did over 30. But he, as great as he was of doing the most miracles out of any saint, he still was not outdone by St. Patrick. I was hoping to come into St. Patrick's feast day with you, but I'm going to be able to share it with you today because St. Patrick is known as having 39 resurrection miracles. So he beat out St. Vincent with 30.
Tony, did you know any of this about these saints? I didn't know there were so many resurrections.
I would guess. I don't know.
St. Anthony of Padua?
Yes. My guess is
great Franciscan, you're saying.
Yeah.
We'll have to look that up.
But okay. St. Patrick, we're going back to the 400s.
St. Anthony of Padua is Portuguese.
Right.
Yes. Right.
We'll get into that another time.
Yeah, we'll have another show.
So this is how we need another St. Patrick, because listen to this St. Patrick, how he was. He consecrated 350 bishops. He erected 700 churches. He ordained 5,000 priests. And remember, he wasn't even Irish, right? He was Welsh.
Right.
In less than 30 years, he converted the whole country of Ireland. So so this is the thing where he resurrected as many as 39 miracles, and no other saint did more than this as far as resurrections.
Okay.
So this is what happened. This is one of his famous ones. There was this evil man named Macaulay. He was a Satanist. And you could know that because they had this diabolical sign on their head called a debirth. And so they had a devotion to Satan, and they wanted to mock St. Patrick because they heard that he can raise people from the dead. So he and his cronies decided, hey, let's go fake a death and let's try to see if he can raise our friend Garbanus. So our Garbanus agreed to wrap himself up in a cloak and act like he was dead. And he was a healthy guy. He was in perfect health. So they laid him on a couch and they prepared him for burial. And so Macaulay and his Satanist friends, they went after St. Patrick. Patrick, please raise our friend Garbanus from the dead. But that was a real fatal mistake. St. Patrick figured it all out. He knew they were trying to deceive them. And so he went on his way just trying to pray for them. But what happened when the Satanists, Macaulay and his clan, went back to go to their friend Garbanus, they uncovered him and they saw that Garbanus was actually dead. I don't know if he suffocated underneath the cloak, but he was dead. Now Macaulay and all his friends were so sorry. They ran after St. Patrick. They say, "Forgive us, forgive us." And they actually wanted to be baptized now. These Satanists wanted to be baptized. St. Patrick forgave them, baptized them. And then he went to Garbanus and he raised Garbanus from the dead. Mm. Now what happened to the ringleader, Macaulay? He became so sorry. He became a Catholic. Not only that, became a priest, became a bishop, and also did miracles. And he also became a saint.
Wow.
Saint Macaulay, the ex-Satanist.
Wow.
Isn't this amazing?
No. Love it.
So we have
praise
to
the Lord.
Yeah, praise God. What God can
God's
do.
We know God it's God's power. These great saints cooperated with God, our Lord and Savior,
Saint
Jesus.
Patrick, boy.
Yeah,
I'm Saint Patrick.
Really what a powerhouse.
I'm really
what
proud
a power.
Of that.
And Bishop Sheen, he's up for sainthood. He, as far as the current current resurrection miracles. Well, this is after he's dead, of course, because this is one of the two miracles that we need for him to be a saint, and hopefully he will real soon because we need his powerful intercession. Essentially, what happened in September 2010 in Peoria of his hometown, mm-hmm. there was a baby that was found stillborn. They tried to resuscitate him, and after a few hours of being dead, the parents were praying to a venerable Bishop Sheen, and then he was able to be resurrected immediately. Mm-hmm. And that's what, you know, there's so much time that elapsed, and the doctors themselves couldn't believe it because they declared this baby dead. You know, he was 61 minutes after resuscitation, and then more delays, untold delays, that finally when these family decided to pray, instantaneously the baby was healed. Mm. But what also was the miracle was that he had no brain damage. This kid had no – he's a normal child. He's not disabled. They thought he had cerebral palsy. He was a very healthy baby, and he's alive to tell about it. You know, he's, 8 or 9 years old now. And so pray for Bishop Sheen. We'll have the second miracle. And again, the power of God is there that he can raise you from your spiritual death right now, from whatever struggles that you have in life right now, in any of whether you're feeling sick or lonely or depressed, or you have different pains, or you're suffering one way or another with family members, they're under what they're going through, or some of you just lost somebody. Remember that Jesus is the resurrection and the life, and if we believe in him, we will also rise in glory and be with him and all our loved ones, provided we are in grace, my dear brothers and sisters.
Thank you, Anton. You know, I'm thinking here, some people will say, oh, there's no miracles today. You just talked about, you know, Fulton Sheen, who's one of many saints or men and women who've passed who we might call servant of God or venerable or blessed. Saints are, I mean, miracles are all around us. They're still here every day. And that Malcata story was making me think in the beginning of the presentation, you were showing that guy that raised that person from the dead. I was thinking of that. So maybe he can become a great saint too. We got to pray for all the deceivers too, because they're God's children, and I hope they cooperate with God. But this is beautiful.
I think we just touched base here. You got more, don't you?
I do. I know, but we're running late on time.
Well, that's
but...
all right. I'm just as quick, because that means we're going to have you back again.
Oh, sure. Yeah, again, right. I have so much to share. So any of you listeners out there that are taking this Sunday to listen to us, first, we want to thank you for doing that, because you couldn't be doing anything else, but you're spending this day, a Sabbath day, and making use of it by listening to this radio station that Tony has been so dedicated for all these years.
Well,
so thank you, Tony, for doing this.
Well, thank you for the accolade. Is that right? Accolade?
Yeah, yes. And so yeah. If any of you listeners out there would like me to speak at your parish or your prayer group or Bible study or Knights of Columbus or wherever, please contact me. You know, my name is Dr. Anton Raimundo. My email is ARMD, that's just my initials, ARMD@mac.com. You can contact me there. If you don't have that, if you don't have a pen handy, you can also find out on the website of Aramis Communications,
right. Mm-hmm.
And ask Tony for the contact information. And I did want to give a plug for my daughter. She was able to publish a book recently. She's just graduated from Franciscan University of Steubenville. It's based on a true story. She wrote this story, drew every picture, the layout, and everything.
Oh, look
it's
at
heart,
that.
It's heart touching. You can find it on Amazon. It's called Noise, by Kathleen Raimundo. It looks like a comic book of sorts, but it's not a comic. She drew every part, again, all the layouts. She's published magazines and newspapers for Franciscan. And I think this would be a great gift for anyone that wants to renew their faith. It's a very short book,
yeah.
But at the same time, it's touching and it's heartwarming, especially with Mother's Day coming up. It'll be a great gift. Yes.
Wow.
So thank you again for listening. Tony, you guys
Well, yeah. How do we get the book again?
Amazon.com.
And it's called Noise, based on a true story by Kathleen Raimundo. Dr. Anton, right here, our guest daughter.
That's my daughter.
And I can't wait to read it and get a bunch of copies, actually, yes. Anton. Yes. Let me just say, guys, in closing, what an honor to be with both of you. You know, Tony's been a steadfast warrior here with the Ramus Communications, which is Latin for Let Us Pray. Anton has been a guest a number of times now, or multiple times on the show. And I've been blessed to be, great friends with both of you for some years now. I really want to see the rest of this. So we got to have Anton back, Tony, because I want to hear the rest of that. But I'm just, as we're doing this, we give the glory and honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And of course, our Blessed Mother, we need her help, and Saint Joseph and all the saints. So I just like the we prayed the rosary, which is so important, with the number of Hail Marys, Our Fathers, and Glory Bees. We're in spiritual warfare, but there's hope. I just like to pray the St. Michael prayer in closing, sure. And then you guys can close. But it's so important. Never despair. Never lose hope. Never lose faith. And always be charitable. Our Lord's won the victory. Never forget that. But we are in spiritual warfare. But we got we can't lose when we cling to Jesus and Mary. So I offer this up for everybody. Have a really super fantastic and blessed Holy Week. And to keep fighting. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Dr. Anthony. French, and it's Antoine.
Antoine. That's one way it has an I in there.
Yeah.
If it doesn't have the I, it's pronounced Anton.
Because that's my French teacher used to call me. Antoine.
Yes.
Wake up.
Yes. That's the other way. There's two ways of spelling it, with the I and without the I.
Yeah. So, and right. Charlie, what's your website again? Charlie's a renowned author, everybody.
Thank you, Tony.
What's the name of the book again?
WalkByFaithToLive.com is the website.
Okay.
And you can everything's on there about Aramis and so many other things, and the books Walk by Faith to Live Joyfully. Thanks, Tony.
All right. Well, listen,
we're going to do a special show together on Good Friday, so I look forward to being with you then and your listeners.
This is one of our very best because I've got I'm not going to put myself in the category, but I got two superstars here.
I don't know about that, but we're here for the Lord. We're servants of Christ, right?
You guys are on fire. Let's put it that way. And it reminds me of the prayer about to the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful
and kindle in them the fire of your love.
Send forth your spirit, and they shall be created,
and you shall renew the face of the earth.
And right away, I think of you guys. And
to Tony and Aramis, God bless you.
All right, for all of you out there, you heard it here first. And listen, we're going to play some more music for it, but we're going to hang up the microphones, so you don't have to go quite yet. Yeah, we're going to play a little more from Annie Carto. Annie has been a songwriter and singer here and down in Treasure Island, Florida, isn't it, Charlie?
Yes.
Yeah. And Annie has been kind enough to lend us some of her music, and so we'll be playing from her album called A Gift for a Lady. And we're going to hang up the mics and post this whole program up on our archive page in just a few moments or so. So once again, thanks for being with us, and hopefully we see you tomorrow at our regular time during the week around noontime Eastern time. All right, everybody. Let me see if I get the music going for you. And let's see. All right, there it goes. And we'll see you next time, everybody. Bye now.
With a heart so refined, you will hasten to aid them and listen to our plea. Ask your son for a miracle to heal all those in need. Mary, sweet Mary, they have just compassion, for you we will find. Christ.